interesting show that Lifetime is actually pitching right now. It's called Born in the Wild, and it's about basically people giving birth outside. So I've invited Dr. Weiss from the Obstetrics and Gynecology Department at Ministry Medical Group and St. Michael's Hospital in Stevens Point to talk to me a little bit about this, because you are an outdoorsman and you have a lot of experience in the outdoors. So you're the perfect guy to talk to about people giving birth outside.
I work inside, but I do love the outdoors, and I was very intrigued when I heard about that.
This show is actually inspired by a viral YouTube video that racked up over 20 million views that actually shows a woman through her labor process and giving birth in a tropical creek. Yep. Have you seen the YouTube video?
I actually haven't. That's on my to-do list.
Yeah, I watched the YouTube video, and she delivers the baby on her own with no assistance from anyone else.
Well, and I think when we prepare our patients for the adventure of delivery, which is certainly daunting, I continually emphasize that it is indeed a normal, natural process. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that needs to be reinvented. There are certainly preparations and safeguards and alternate plans when things depart from normal that are available in the hospital. But it is definitely true that for many women, it is a normal, natural process that does not require intervention.
Right. But what kind of conditions would be necessary to give birth to a baby outdoors?
Though I haven't watched the video yet, I saw that they were careful to make sure that this is a woman who had delivered successfully before.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning with that selection, you know, choosing someone who's got a proven track record probably amounts to a lower overall risk. As far as the conditions, well, I wouldn't say that it's, as far as cleanliness, you know, a sterile type hospital environment, I don't know that that's necessarily essential for a healthy delivery. I mean, mm-hmm. the birth canal is not a sterile place. I think with any decision like that, though, you know, you've got a camera crew, you don't have necessarily a healthcare
right.
team there, but as far as other conditions, well, a lot of what practice of medicine can provide our precautions. Though if one had to bet, somebody who had had three successful deliveries is quite likely to have an uneventful fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never a guarantee.
Right.
You know, sometimes there's a line, I think, arbitrarily drawn between high-risk and low-risk obstetrics. But in my experience, situations or conditions that might land a person into the high-risk category often pass and things go uneventfully, maybe because we're watching them carefully. And there are sometimes situations where the low-risk, everything should be fine. Sometimes there are surprises, you know, baby's not facing the right way or the cord comes out first. And there would be no options to rescue baby mm-hmm. or mom in some cases without basic tools and personnel there.
Right, which is what's kind of nerve-wracking about this show is that they are inviting women to deliver babies outdoors with no medical assistance.
Yeah, and that's an interesting philosophy that perhaps, I think it's always been part of the culture. I mean, the spirit of adventure and taking those risks. And I think people who do that are admired or at least wondered at, you know, whether you're talking about solo rock climbing or simply being in a remote area. You know, I think many people can relate to, you know, the love of the outdoors, the satisfaction of unplugging from all the worries of modern life, so many of which are not life and death worries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a lot of spiritual renewal to be in the wild. In addition to being an obstetrician gynecologist, you know, I spend a lot of time with my family, with scouts. I teach wilderness first aid to scouts and scout leaders. I've been a member of the Wilderness Medical Society and gone on many expeditions over the last 9 years or so. And there is quite a difference in the culture of a well-planned adventure with preparations and backup,
mm-hmm. including
first aid,
mm-hmm.
Versus the idea of you know, an individual going out on their own and accepting whatever fate nature throws at them. I think it would be hypocritical to necessarily judge another person's threshold for risk. But, you know, there are some people who are really good at things that wound up dying doing it. One of my favorite quotes is from the philosopher Bertrand Russell, who said, you know, a life without adventure is certain to be unsatisfying. A life in which adventure is allowed to take any form it will is likely to be short.
My daughter, my first daughter, she was in the right position. She was in go position the Friday before I delivered. Tuesday, went in labor, and bam, she had flipped sometime between Friday and Tuesday, and she was breach.
Well, that certainly can and does happen. Not real commonly.
But it does. And that's one of those situations where everything was planned. Everything should have gone normally, naturally, but everything changed. So if I had planned on doing an outdoor delivery like this, then I would have had some complications.
Yeah, that would have been an emergency evacuation situation. We do recognize the actual process of immediate postpartum period as probably the most dynamic and somewhat uncertain phase. Although things often do go well, and we stand by and happily observe and cheer the woman on. For instance, when the water breaks, the sudden loss in volume, on occasion the placenta tears away from the wall of the uterus. Sometimes the cord can try to sneak out, and if the cord comes out before the baby can die. That's more likely if baby's not in the head-down position, but it can happen even when the head is down.
Mm-hmm.
During the course of delivery, we listen to the baby's heartbeat, especially as labor reaches its most intense point. And there are characteristic signs if a baby's not getting enough oxygen in between contractions by drops in the heart rate that follow a certain pattern. And that allows us to administer oxygen or do other interventions, which sometimes can still allow a vaginal delivery, but sometimes might need to go the cesarean route. Mm-hmm. And even after baby is out, the delivery of the placenta and the shrinking of the uterus to, you know, so the bleeding stops, those are key points.
Mm-hmm.
Person, if they lose enough blood in a hurry, could go into shock, and that requires a lot of a lot of more advanced tools, IVs and other things to manage.
We'll continue our conversation with Dr. Weiss from Ministry St. Michael's Hospital in just a few minutes on WDEZ.